Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2856, How to Be Less Busy in a Busy, Busy World by Leo Babauta of MNMList.com. I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, the guy that reads blogs or articles to you every single day of the year, including weekends and holidays. And I appreciate you listening every day. It really means a lot. We're going to get right to our next post, though, as we optimize your life. How to Be Less Busy in a Busy, Busy World by Leo Babauta of MNMList.com. Most of us are pretty busy, just about every day. Some like it that way. Being busy is almost a status symbol, as it shows you're important and productive and a go-getter and achiever. If you're in a power meeting and sending emails on your BlackBerry and making calls, you must be important, right? I say we should reject that little game of who's busier than whom. We should opt out. We should say, I'd rather find peace of mind and be able to relax and really enjoy life than allow it to pass me by just so I can be productive and show everyone how important I am. Okay, maybe say something shorter instead, like, no thanks. Why busy is a fool's trap. Thing with busy is, it never ends. You'll never get out of it unless you make a very conscious effort, because there is no end to the to-do list, the emails, the IMs and phone calls, the meetings and meetings, and yes, more meetings. We're hamsters on a treadmill running for no real purpose except to make a boss happy, to make money for someone else, or perhaps to make money for ourselves. But to what end? The treadmill will never end. There is never an end because there is no destination. But guess what? The journey is the destination. We are already there. What we do today is what our life is, what it's all about. Is being this busy really the meaning of life? Or is there something more? Is there a better life? I believe we should eschew busyness for things with more value, eschew the urgent for the important. And even then, if we're doing important things, we should not fill every minute with important things. We need to learn to relax and be happy and enjoy life. Otherwise, it's not worth living. We need to rediscover what it's like to do nothing, to sit still, to enjoy silence. We need to put more space in between things instead of cramming them together all the time. Let's stop being busy and start being happy. How to be less busy? It starts with a decision. I want to be less busy. I don't want to do this anymore. What follows really depends on how much control you have over your day. If you have at least some control, make two lists, your ideal day and all the things that fill up your day, all your commitments. Start by eliminating commitments that are not essential, that don't make up your ideal day. Call or email people and tell them you can no longer commit to the commitment, that you don't have the time. People will be disappointed, but will live. Then start following your ideal schedule. Be sure there's spaces between things so you're not rushed. Leave large blocks of time wide open so you can focus on creating or doing what makes you happy. Leave at least one big block for doing non-work stuff, whether that's spending time with family or exercising or doing a hobby or just relaxing. Look at your to-do list and see what you can eliminate or delegate or postpone until later. Each day, just choose one or three things to focus on. Have a block of time designated for doing emails and phone calls and smaller tasks so they don't interrupt you throughout the day. Disconnect from the internet for large chunks of time. When you go places, turn your mobile device off or leave it behind so you can be disconnected from the online world and interruptions and connected to the real world and real people. clear away distractions and interruptions so you're not always switching your attention between things. Avoid meetings, seriously. They fill up our days without being productive. Single task instead of multitask. Focus on important things rather than a bunch of little things. If you get caught up opening new tabs to read, bookmark them later with Delicious or Instapaper or some other service. And enjoy the peacefulness. Relax, take naps, breathe. If you have little control, see how much you can already implement from earlier. You might get further than you think. Mapping out an ideal day, eliminating commitments, simplifying your to-do list, single tasking, clearing away distractions and interruptions. Most people can do most of these things, or if not most things, then at least a few. Also, talk to your boss. Tell your boss that you like to be more productive and that the interruptions and meetings are getting in the way of accomplishing more important things. Tell your boss what you like to accomplish and what you like to change about your schedule. Work out a compromise. Also, think about changing jobs if you have no control. This is a longer-term change, obviously, but it's possible and maybe even desirable, something to consider at least. In the end, whatever changes you make, you can be less busy simply by changing your mindset to one where you live in the present rather than always thinking about other things. Slow down, breathe, enjoy every moment. Learn to focus on what's in front of you and find peace in whatever you do. Then raise your fist against the world in victory and laugh quietly, having beaten this busy, busy world. You just listened to the post titled, How to Be Less Busy in a Busy, Busy World by Leo Babauta of MNMList.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
You probably know Leo best from zenhabits.net, but this is his other site that focuses more on minimalism. I guess it's pronounced minimalist.com, but I want to make sure you get the spelling right if you go check it out. That's MNMList.com. And Leo makes a great point there. We often try to stay busy now because we think, well, if we stay busy, we can then get our vacation time in a few months from now or even next year. But then that vacation time comes and goes with the snap of a finger, and then we're back to square one, staying busy all over again. And that vacation time ends up being just like, what, 1 or 2% of our lives, whereas the rest, the busyness, ends up being the 98%. And again, like Leo said, that's really what our lives are, that journey, and where happiness or contentment really needs to be found. So thank you to Leo for the reminder. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you for being here. And I'll see you tomorrow, as usual, where your optimal life awaits.